Well, looking at the Australian Stock Exchange over the last couple of days, you think maybe they'd found a vaccine for the stock market, because it's certainly been pretty strong. And I guess I understand most of it's been on the back of, well, some tech issues in the US, but particularly the announcement that Pfizer and Australia might have maybe got themselves into a position where we're going to have a vaccine. Exciting stuff. And of course, moving forward, it's something that's pretty damn important. It's something that we've been talking about for quite a while. And I understand there's been about 190 different types of vaccines that are being developed across the world. Let's find out some more about it from the AMA, Dr. Bav Manaharan. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Bav. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks, Murray. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, and really buoyed to talk about this because, you know, as we know, the economic impact, you know, worldwide, we're really only just starting to I guess, taste this. It's going to be a pretty tough time ahead of us, even though, you know, we're doing okay in Australia. At least we managed to keep the economy ticking over. But in a lot of ways, you know, this vaccine's what we've been waiting for. 90%. Can you tell me a little bit more about this 90% effectiveness and what that actually means practically?
Sure. So this particular vaccine from the Pfizer and BioNTech group looks at a study that they're trying to get about 165 people who have the COVID disease before they publish their study. Now, they're up to about 95, so they're not quite finished yet.
Okay.
So what they're actually doing is it's a vaccine that doesn't actually prevent you from getting the coronavirus disease. But what it is looking at is reducing the severity of the infection so you don't get the syndrome, which we call COVID-19. So you still get the virus, you just won't get the badness that comes with it.
Now, as I understand it too, you know, because I had my flu jab earlier this year, basically have it once, it's all over and done with. Not quite as simple with this particular one.
No, we're still in very early days with this particular vaccine and quite a few vaccines. And as we sort of still try and understand how the coronavirus actually infects people and how it's mutating, and we're seeing many strains around the world now, it's planned that this particular vaccine will have at least two separate courses, so a couple of weeks apart. So you'll get your jab at your doctor's, and then a few weeks later, you'll have to go back and get a second shot as well for it to really be effective. It may be that you need a third shot in some specific community groups, maybe the vulnerable communities. We're just not sure yet. The study hasn't been geared to answer those questions.
Now, you just mentioned several strains. I have heard this before, but there's nothing particularly concerning the fact that, you know, it is mutating into some slightly different strains?
Not necessarily. We see this with the seasonal flu as well, where every year there could be a slightly different strain. And as the vaccines develop, it usually will cover a number of strains, and different vaccines work in different ways. So that's not particularly surprising. However, because with the early phases of this vaccine, I think there will be an abundance of caution in ensuring that we can actually cover as many potential strains as possible.
Okay. Now, look, you know, we're not 100% sure, but certainly as we understand it, the federal government has certainly got the aim to get as many people in Australia vaccinated as possible. Now, as I understand, with this new vaccine, it needs to be kept pretty consistently at negative 70 Celsius. I should imagine with some of the temperatures and some of the remote areas that we've got in Australia, that is going to present some difficulties.
Absolutely. This vaccine is based on mRNA, which is some of the body's building blocks, genetic building blocks. And to actually keep those molecules together in a safe and effective way, it has to be stored at negative 70 to 80 degrees. Now, what will happen is you'll have to transport it in a very what's called a logistics cold chain, and you have to move these vaccines to where they're about to be delivered before they're thawed to a more appropriate temperature and then injected. So it's going to be a mammoth task. We're going to have to get this vaccine out to all of our rural, regional and capital cities, but beyond that, also to our vulnerable communities in indigenous communities in rural areas as well. And the number of health workers required for this is going to be absolutely mammoth.
Yeah, and that certainly is the case, but obviously worthwhile. Can I bring you onto another subject? It's something that we've been hearing for a long time. Sweden's talked about this. I guess they're generally talking about herd immunity. And of course, you know, maybe by default, that was the approach that they were taking in the US. But as we can see, with over 130,000 individual cases of coronavirus each day, this idea of learning to live with the coronavirus is just simply doesn't cut the mustard, it seems. So what would be your response from a medical perspective when there's a lot of people are saying we just have to learn to live with this?
Well, Murray, I think there's an element of that which we have to take on board, which is a lot of these vaccines are at early stages. Even with these vaccines, we still have to learn how to practice social distancing. We have to have a higher vigilance than we did before coronavirus. And this goes to the health workers who are already been practicing this from the start of the year and beyond that. But it's now making our community understand that, you know, this vaccine is not going to be the cure-all. This vaccine is not going to allow us to return to life as normal. So there is an element of learning to live with it, but it's living with it at a heightened sense of cautiousness. And if everyone does the right thing, we should be able to get on. We've seen this in Queensland. We've led relatively normal lives for the last few months as opposed to our Victorian counterparts.
Sure.
And if you want to continue doing that, we just have to continue displaying that amount of caution and abundance.
Okay, so I guess what I'm taking away from that, the key thing when it comes to living with it, and it's something that we need to consider, it's more about taking those precautions to, I guess, guard ourselves from hopefully getting the COVID-19. And obviously the vaccine is part of that regime, Bev.
Absolutely. And hopefully one day we will have a cure-all vaccine, but not quite yet.
Excellent. Well, look, some good news. And as we said at the beginning, even the stock exchange here in Australia has certainly had a trajectory on the way up after hearing about some of these announcements and I guess the positive aspect of what's occurred. From the AMA, particularly the Queensland branch, good to talk to a Queenslander this morning. It's Dr. Bev Manoharan. Thank you so much for your time today. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. Bye.